This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight? Aha! Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
We are the Morning Shift on Sports Radio 92.9. The game, it is 6:44. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan, Dylan's hanging out behind the glass. And Georgia, Florida is this weekend. Mike, did you end up saying it right or incorrectly the other day?
Dude, you're going to get me in trouble, aren't you? Are you trying to get me in trouble?
How did you
People
say
that
it?
Listen to the recyclers, is what we call them, when you're like, hey, coming up at 6 a.m., it's Mike from the Morning Shift. We're going to talk about this. And I got in there the other day, and I wasn't even thinking about it. And I said, it's Florida, Georgia this weekend. We're going to talk about it tomorrow at 6 a.m. And I walked out, and I was like, okay, cool. And I was like, oh, man, I definitely probably said that backwards. And, you know, obviously I'm a Bama guy. I got to try to get it straight. But I messed it up.
Yeah.
You know, and you know, if you ask Bo, I probably did not mess it up.
Well, it's alphabetically correct what you said. That's what I would defend yourself with. But okay. It's definitely Georgia, Florida.
I think it's funny that it's a thing. I love it. I say when I say funny, it's like it's a credit to both fan bases. Because either fan base would be like, no, it's Georgia, Florida. No, it's Florida, Georgia. I think it's cool. I like the fact that that matters to them. The game has not mattered as much to Florida fans these days because they just act like it doesn't happen because it's not been very fun. Last time Florida won was 2020. I think they win last year if DJ Lagway doesn't get injured. I just think that they had something going, and but you know, Lagway gets injured and Georgia's able to hold him off. I don't know what to think of this game. There is a such thing as the interim coach bump. And that's what Florida hopes to get from Billy Gonzalez. I don't know if they will. I mean, it's hard to say that that's a real thing because when you're going against the best coach in college football right now.
Yeah, there's no doubt. I'm trying to look and see what the spread is at right now.
I want to say it's 7.5, but it should be more than that.
I've seen 7.5, yeah.
And I know we're going to have Rusty Mansell on at 8 o'clock. I'm curious, is this a bigger game in Kirby's mind than Bama? Or is this bigger?
Hold on. That's a really good question, actually. That's phenomenal. Yes and no. Is it bigger? Well, it's big right now because they need to continue to win, right? But I would tell you that deep down in his heart, this game means more to him than probably all of the rest. Now, he'll tell you that no, they're all the same.
Right.
And all that BS. But I'm going to tell you something. 21-year-old Kirby Smart doesn't forget, or not even that, probably maybe 18-year-old Kirby Smart doesn't forget October 28th, 1995.
I guarantee
when Georgia rolls in there and puts up 50 and throws a touchdown late in the game, right?
I guarantee he doesn't. But, Allie, let me ask you this.
Mm-hmm.
You're a Georgia fan.
I am.
Do you think it would suck worse to lose to Florida this weekend than it did to lose to Alabama a few weeks ago? Like, as a Georgia fan, like, you're going, the Alabama game sucks. It's like a hump you feel like you can't get over. But at the same time, you don't want to lose to Florida, especially where they're at right now as a program.
Considering present company.
Yes.
Got a Bama fan to my right.
I know. That's why I'm asking
you. Got a Florida fan to my left. It would suck so much worse if Georgia loses this weekend.
That's a good one.
I'm going to take that as a compliment.
Yeah. I would just tell you that this game, when Kirby was a player, this game was everything. This was the team that you had, if you wanted to get to the SEC title game in the East, this was the team you had to get over.
What was the matchup? I guess it would have been Richt versus Muschamp. After Urban, before Kirby, is that Richt versus Muschamp there for a couple of years?
Mm-hmm.
That's an interesting kind of time in these two programs.
Yeah, because Muschamp, you know who Muschamp was? He was a guy that was the predecessor to Kirby in that position at safety.
Yeah.
Don't forget, Kirby had two interceptions against Florida in 97, I believe it was. That's the Doug Johnson, Noah Brandeis quarterbacking game. And I think he picked both of them off, including the one that sealed the game. And they were really good catches. See, Kirby, one of them's a tip in the air, Mike, and the last one, and Kirby dies, and replay would have upheld it.
Yeah.
It was very good. And it's funny because there's a
good clip, way of putting it.
There's a clip of Kirby talking about his senior year playing with a shoulder injury. And he's sitting there, and first off, he looks same haircut, like same his speech pattern is the same. Like, it's literally just the young version of the guy we see right now. And I know that's because who he is, but like, he's not changed in any way. The way he spoke, and he's like, well, it's not really, it's really more of a frustration than, the pain's obviously there. It's more frustration because you don't know when it's going to kind of pop up and bother you, but you just got to play. And he's so coach speak with everything he says. And I'm like, dude's 22. Like, he was destined to be the guy he is now.
There's no doubt about that, man. No doubt about that.
I do want to mention Vanderbilt is taking on Texas. Steve Sarkisian did confirm that Arch Manning is in concussion protocol this week. He did practice yesterday, but if he can't play this weekend, Matthew Caldwell could get that start against Vanderbilt.
This is such an interesting game. Vanderbilt, while they've had some big wins lately, I don't think they've played great offensively. I think that's why you probably have Texas as a 2.5-point home favorite over number 9 Vanderbilt. And, of course, they have all the talent as well. And Texas, like, I don't know if you looked at Texas' schedule recently. They haven't been at home in a long time. Like, I think it's 5 straight weeks, so that'll be an interesting matchup to kind of look at as we move towards the weekend. Interesting line in that one. I hate that one's at noon, but it is what it is.
I saw someone tweet the other day. They're like, that it was the Heisman Trophy top 10 list. And a Texas fan was like, this is the worst year for the Heisman Trophy that I can ever remember. And somebody commented and said, why don't you try watching somebody other than Texas, big boy?
Yeah.
And I was like, you know what? Yeah, because that's the guy that was like Hookum and Arch Manning and Heisman, and now you got Haynes King up there, and Arch Manning's looked lost at times.
It is time for Throwback Thursday trivia. Last week, Bo, you won, so the record is 10-9. Mike is in the lead, but obviously, Bo, you could tie it up today.
That's right, I will tie
today,
it up today.
Today's theme is scary movies.
Yep,
obviously, Halloween is tomorrow. So your name is your buzzer as always, Dylan. Pay close attention to who is screaming their name first.
I'm here for you, Allie.
All right, here we go. Sydney Prescott is...
Bo, scream.
That is correct.
Oh, that was the... Okay. I thought there was going to be a caveat in there. Okay, here we go.
I don't know. I really just jumped the gun. Sorry.
Reagan is a young girl possessed in what movie?
Mike.
Exorcist. That is correct. 1-2-1. In what state does the Blair Witch Project take place, Bo?
Maine?
No.
Mike?
Yes?
Vermont.
No.
Massachusetts?
So no, Maryland.
Maryland.
Both
close. I literally was going to say Massachusetts, and I was like, no, that's too easy.
Nope. I could have swore it was the Northeast. I didn't know it was Maryland. Oh, that's crazy.
How many days do you have to live after watching the video from The Ring?
Bo. 7?
7 days.
Oh, man, I wouldn't have known that. I was going to say 3. That's a good one.
2-1. Jennifer Tilly plays the love interest of what psycho doll?
Mike. What's the... Chucky.
Chucky.
Yeah, sorry. I was like, what is the name of the freaking doll?
I had it, and I was just like, please miss it.
I wish Chucky would run up on me, man. I'll punch Chucky next week.
Yes, no, you would.
Have you not
Chucky
seen the movies?
Hey, he'd slash that Achilles out from under you real quick.
I'll punch Chucky the next week. I wish he would.
You don't even know, man.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
2004, we met Jigsaw, the villain.
Bo. Saul.
That is correct. 3-2, Mike. Bo is in the lead. What horror movie had an all-star cast with Jennifer Love Hewitt?
Mike.
Freddie.
Yes? I know what you did last summer.
That is correct. All right, 3-3. What author holds the record for most
books? Bo. Stephen King.
That is correct. All right. I put that in the wrong one.
What was the question? I'm so
confused.
Doesn't matter.
Most book-to-movie adaptions in the horror genre.
Okay.
All right, so it's 4-3. Bo is in the lead. All right, all work and no play.
Bo. The Shining.
That is correct.
Makes Jack a dull boy.
Yeah. That's what he writes over and over and over and over. 1922's Nosferatu is an unofficial adaptation of which vampire book?
Mike. Dracula.
Yeah, that's correct. All right, it is 5-4. Bo is in the lead. Devin Sawa and a few of his classmates got off a plane, which...
Mike, Final Destination.
That's correct. All right, it is 5-5. There is pretty much zero speaking in what movie with John Krasinski and Emily Blunt?
Oh, what is that movie called?
Bo, I don't know, but The Conjuring?
No,
it's...
I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
It's called... The Silence. I don't know.
Quiet Place.
Yeah, I was going to say. I've
never
seen it.
It.
It's a good movie.
Oh, it's so good.
So good.
Yeah, I
saw a lot more older ones.
Did you pronounce The Conjuring that way on purpose?
The Conjuring?
Yeah.
Okay. With an upward inflection.
What horror movie villain appears when you go to sleep?
Mike. The Boogeyman?
No.
Are y'all serious?
I know. It's a classic.
Y'all are going to kick yourselves.
Well, hey, can I think?
Oh, wait. Yeah, I probably know what it is.
Hold on. I'm trying to think. It's a classic, huh? Hell, I don't know.
I messed that up.
Freddy.
Yeah.
That was dumb.
There you go, buddy.
All right. It is 6-5. Bo is in the lead. All right, so who did Freddy face off against?
Mike.
Bo?
Jason.
That is correct. Jason Voorhees.
You know what? Real quick, if she said it's dreams, I'd have been on it. That was what threw me off with the Freddy thing. That's why you said go to sleep. I think about it with dreams. So.
I see. Yeah. All right, name the clown from It.
Mike. Bo.
Pennywise.
Dylan.
It was Mike.
Okay.
Yeah, it was Mike.
I was gonna say.
I was gonna give Mike that one.
It just happened so fast.
No, you're good. I was just gonna say I was gonna finally you know that was.
All right, it is 7-6. This is very close. What sci-fi horror movie stars Mel Gibson and Joaquin Phoenix?
Bo, Signs. Love that movie. Love that movie.
Mike, I thought for sure you were going to get that
one.
Yeah,
that would. Yeah, because I guess Mel Gibson last week.
Yeah,
won because
like
of
three
signs.
Times.
The Joaquin Phoenix one, I forget he's in that movie, though.
Yeah.
Swing away, Merle. Swing away.
Yeah, and I forget Joaquin Phoenix is in
that
movie.
Other than the fact that it's a Scandinavian... pole vaulter.
Is that a horror movie, though?
Yes.
Is
it
sci-fi horror
sci-fi
movie?
Horror
yeah.
movie?
Mm-hmm. It's really good.
I think of it more of like War of Worlds and like, the, you know, action, sci-fi action.
Yeah. It's less action. The first time I saw the alien creep through the little kid's video, I got chills. I got chills.
Back from the TV.
Yeah, I got chills. I was in the theater and watched
this guy right here?
Yeah. And then it pauses it.
I'm glad
it
we all can see that.
Yeah, let's go live to Brazil. What?
And the aliens pause on the screen, and I'm like, ooh!
I have never seen this.
Oh, what? So good.
Now I need to watch
this. So good. So good.
Just that scene. So good.
Okay, right now it's 8-6. Let's see if you let's get a couple
Hail Mary
more.
Here.
Yeah, Hail Mary. In 2007, audiences apparently were fainting at the footage a couple captured when they set up cameras all around their house.
Oh, I know this one. It's the I can't think of it, but this was like crowdfunded. Remember? Like, this whole movie was, like, crowdfunded. I can't think of the name of it. It's, like, The Happening or something weird like
that. It is Paranormal Activity.
Yeah, yeah. Huh.
Is that what has led into The Conjuring? Because there's been so many series.
Or The Conjuring.
No, The Conjuring's based on a true story.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Okay, I don't know. Based but Paranormal Activity went into, like, Paranormal Activity.
I remember Paranormal Activity was, like, crowdfunded. Remember, like, put out a trailer and they're, like, trying to do this movie?
Right, yeah, that was crazy. Right. And then it went into a whole series.
Yeah.
Well,
I messed that one up.
We are out of time on this one. Bo, you are the winner today. 8-6.
That was a rough one.
That means for the series, we are completely tied up. 10-10.
I thought it was pretty competitive.
There's sometimes when we get done with these where I'm like, man, I just missed it. And other times I'm like, I didn't deserve to win. Like, today was one of those days.
No, this was pretty even.
I got the whole thing with Freddie. That was where I messed up. That's where I went south.
Mm-hmm.
Messed that one up.
Learn from your mistakes. All right, coming up, we're going to get back into the Falcons conversation. Compare our offense to the Patriots' defense. Next on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard-Bassett.
And I'm Michael Arsenault. And this is Undomesticated.
We're putting it all on the kitchen table and inviting you to the function. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.